Malana Wahiduddin Khan, eminent Islamic scholar and author of India. Thank you very much for talking to MuslimMirror.com. Malana, in your view, what are the major issues confronting the Muslim community in India?
I published several books on the subject, and I have studied the problem in detail. I can say that there is only one reason of their backwardness, that is their backwardness in education. Education means secular education. I know that there are numerous madrasas in everywhere, in every masjid, in everywhere. But madrasas are only to tell you about your religion, how to pray, all these things. But how to live in this world, how to live in a society, that requires more than madrasa education, that is secular education.
Right.
So Muslims always in a complaint of discrimination. What is discrimination? Discrimination means backwardness in education. They are unable to stand in competition due to their backwardness in education. So if you cannot stand in competition, that is but natural that you cannot get jobs and other opportunities. All these jobs, all these opportunities are for those who are trained in moral discipline, especially professional education. In professional education, Muslims are so backward. Even Muslims don't know what is professional education. I am doubtful whether anyone of these Muslims know what is professional education.
Right.
They don't know. So this is the basic reason, and all these unawareness is resulted from their backwardness in education. Now I will try to add. When a Muslim started entering in secular education, but that was very proved to be no starter. Why? They established Muslim schools, Muslim college, Muslim university. That is not enough. All these Muslim schools, Muslim college and Muslim schools are nothing but ghetto. Ghetto school, ghetto college, ghetto university. This kind of education cannot give you entrance in the modern age.
Right.
I'm very realist person.
Okay.
Realist.
Malala, do you think that all the madrasas in the country should be converted into a both modern and secular educational institutions?
Pardon?
Should madrasas in the country be converted into modern schools, secular schools?
No. Never. Madrasas are doing good service, but in their field.
Okay.
To give you religious teaching, to give you religious identity, to give you religious knowledge, there's also many our need.
Right.
So madrasas are doing well. I don't complain about madrasa. I am saying that there is another branch of learning, that is secular education.
Mm-hmm.
Secular education is directly related to jobs and other opportunities.
Right.
So here is the problem. I don't subscribe that notion that madrasa should be modernized. Right. No, not at all.
Okay. So, in the last 60 years after the independence, it is a fact that Muslims have gone behind in modern education, just you tell, and secular education. So, the responsibility lies on Muslims alone, or there is hand of establishment also which has pushed Muslims backward in that field?
Pardon?
Establishments also have pushed Muslim community backward in the field of secular education in the last 60 years?
This is completely wrong. Okay. Completely wrong. Muslims are responsible themselves, right. The leadership especially. No administration. There is a verse in the Quran, Laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. And everyone achieves only according to his own effort. It is wrong to say that this and that is responsible for our backwardness. Completely wrong, totally wrong. The basic reason is that Muslim leaders fail to give Muslims the modern thinking, modern way of thinking. Basically, leaders are responsible.
Okay.
Muslim leaders.
If you talk about political representation of the Muslim community in India, we have seen in the last 10 or 20 years mushrooming of Muslim-owned or Muslim-led political parties. It is said that because Muslim representation has declined in the last several decades, that's why it has led to formation of Muslim political parties. Do you support the notion that formation of Muslim political parties will help Muslims grow in large numbers in parliament and assemblies?
It is fact. It is a fact. But the blame goes to Muslims themselves.
Right.
What is the reason? No political discrimination or anything else. Mm-hmm. The sole reason is that at every election, Muslim voters are divided.
Right.
This is the sole reason. Muslims fail to avail this opportunity unitedly. Mm-hmm. There is no unity among Muslims. Everywhere Muslims are divided.
This is the
main reason. Although Muslims, if they were able to plan their vote,
right,
they can send near about 100 members in the parliament. But they fail because of this reason. In every election, their votes are divided.
Right. So, do you suppose most...
There is a saying that united we stand, divided fall.
Maulana, do you support formation of Muslim-led political parties? It is said that it will more alienate the Muslim community rather than help it.
That is not the solution.
Okay.
That only will increase their problem. And there is a proof. In past, they have formed so many parties.
Right.
Like Muslim Majlis, etc. But they fail to serve any purpose. So, formation of new political parties among Muslims is not the solution.
Right.
That only will enhance your problem.
Right. One question, Maulana, about the religion of Islam in India. What is the future of Islam? Where do you see Islam in next 50 or 100 years in India?
Future of Islam is always bright. Everywhere, not only in India. You can ask about the future of Muslims. Why the future of Muslims in India? But it is irrelevant question because Islam is concern of God.
Right.
Allah is inna nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lhafidun.
Right.
God Himself is guardian of Islam. He himself is the protector of Islam. So there is no question at all about Islam's future. If there is any question, that is about the Muslims.
Right.
Muslim community. You know, there is difference between Islam and Muslims. Muslims are a community, just like other community. But Islam is an ideology. So you have to judge Islam on this merit, as an ideology.
Malana, we have seen a sort of a stereotyping of Muslims as terrorists in film industry, in media. Recently, we have seen protests across the country against Vishwarupam. And there have been regular protests against Salman Rushdie and Tasliman Rasni, like writers, because they have written something against Islam or against Prophet Muhammad. So, do you think there has been some kind of a stereotyping of Muslims as terrorists in the film industry?
Not at all.
The media?
Not at all. Here also, I blame Muslims.
Right.
Muslims themselves are to be blamed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Muslims always reacted negatively.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when Salman Rushdie published his book, Satiric Verses,
right,
so all the Muslims cried, kill the author, that is terrorism. How you can say that, kill the author? You have no right. Only judicial system has right to issue a verdict. Who are you? You cannot take the law in your hand. So when Muslims say that kill this person, it means that they are doing an act that is according to the modern norm is terrorism. It is this terrorism. Terrorism means use of arms by other than state. This is the definition of terrorism. Use of arms by other than state. So Muslims are always trying to kill some person. Sometimes they are success, they are sometimes fail. For example, in Pakistan, they have killed so many persons without judicial verdict.
Right.
That terrorism. According to my definition, terrorism means use of arms by any agency other than the state.
Right.
So you have no right to say kill Rushdie. No. You can publish another book. You can refer his case in court. How you can say that kill this man?
Right. Malana, what is your guidance or advice to the Muslim community in that situation when something like Vishwarupam happens? In Vishwarupam, many people say that there has been projected, Quran and Islam has been projected as supporting of terrorism. So what is your advice to the Muslim community? What should they do in that situation when such things happens?
When a cartoon was published in some paper in Denmark,
right,
I published an article. The title was Ignore Cartoons. This is my advice. Ignore Rushdie, ignore cartoons, ignore innocent Muslims, ignore Vishwarupan. Why? Because it is waste of energy, waste of time. You have enough, there are so many other work.
Right.
For example, education, Dawah work, dissemination of Islam, dissemination of Quran. All these works, they require your full attention. So avoid all these things. Ignore all these things. So that you can use energy in a better field.
My last query much, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, for talking to MuslimMirror.com.